Thank you for joining us and tuning into another episode of Locked On Bulls. On today's episode, we'll be talking about how exactly do we grade and judge the expectations for the Chicago Bulls heading into the season, considering no major changes have been made. We'll also talk about what development leaps we should expect to see from our young players on this team. And finally, we'll be ending with a little bit of summer league talk of games that have happened so far. The Bulls have not played yet, but we'll be getting into that. We'll get into all that and more on today's Locked On Bulls. You got nothing? Oh, empty hand.
You are Locked On Bulls, your daily podcast on the Chicago Bulls. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you for tuning in to Locked On Bulls, member of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. And today's episode is brought to you by Locked On. Locked On Bulls is partnering with Arcade1Up to give away three free NBA Jam Shaq machines. That's right, three. These are the guys known for making the incredible retro three-quarter scale at-home arcade games like Pac-Man, Golden Tee, and many more. Enter to win at Arcade1Up.com/LockedOn. That's Arcade1Up.com/LockedOn for your chance to win one. That's Pat, the designer, host and creator of the Windy City Breeze. I'm Hayes, host and creator of Chicago Bulls Central, where I cover the Bulls every day. Let's go ahead and get into the topics for today. Pat, it's offseason. Some Bulls fans are up. Some Bulls fans are down. Some Bulls fans are kind of trying to take a wait-and-see approach at judging what this offseason really did and how much it helped improve the Bulls. So the question that I ask you, I'm going to present to you first to kind of start off this episode is, how are you going to set the expectations for the Chicago Bulls heading into the season? Before we get a chance to see them play together and how it comes together, how are you kind of gonna judge it to see if this offseason was a success or not?
You're looking at what your guys are gonna be able to bring to the table, right? Like Patrick Williams, of course, Zach LaVine, the big money signings, but really you're looking at what kind of steps is this team going to make? We saw them take strides last season going from a 38 win team, I think we were, all the way into being a playoff team, which is a big stride to take, right? Now, how do you take that next step? You were a first round exit last year, didn't really compete in the first round last season. How do you continue to move forward? That's how you're evaluating everything, right? And when you break it down player by player, when you talk about Patrick Williams, Kobe White, guys like that, right? It compartmentalizes it a little bit, but for me, right, like looking at a guy like P. Will, how is he going to be able to take the next step? How's he going to be able to find shots to get himself involved in this offensive game, right? Those are the things that I'm focusing in on with the Chicago Bulls team, because there's going to come a time, hopefully not next season, hopefully not season after next, but there's going to come a time where we're going to start looking at DeMar DeRozan and we're going to start looking at Nikola Vucevic and we're going to say, hey, they're not the players they once were. And we need to start seeing some of these guys step up. We don't need another Lauri Markkanen and Wendell Carter situation happening here. I think that's kind of what it comes down to.
Yeah. I mean, to me, like, and we'll talk about the young players. So I'm going to step away from that. It really is what AK preached, and that's continuity. We see teams get better, but via continuity a lot. Not every team goes out and makes a major splash every offseason.
Yeah.
The Bulls made huge splashes last offseason in the players that they brought in, and they didn't get to see the best version of that because when P. Will came back, Lonzo was gone, right? We only got to see five games of our team technically fully healthy, but even in those games, Kobe White was out, right? So we didn't have his even the 12 points that he averaged off the bench. We didn't have that. So really looking at it, I'm going into the season judging, okay, since you decided to bet on continuity, and again, this isn't meaning that this is agreeing or this is the play that I think they should have made, whatever. That doesn't matter at this point. Because this front office decided to bet on continuity, how does now a second year of this core being together, what do they improve? How do they improve? How better do they look together? How better do they learn themselves? Now you don't have Zach LaVine, hopefully not dealing with a knee issue, not worrying about a contract, things like that. What do we see from this team now that we are betting on continuity? And then from the bench unit, right? Even in the bench unit, a lot of continuity on the bench. Really, the only two pieces we're looking at adding to the bench are Andre Drummond and Goran Dragic. And yeah. Dalen Terry, if he ends up cracking the rotation and gets a role day one, possibly right. Marko Simonovic, again, a young player that we'll talk about in the next segment. But outside of that, there's continuity. Even when you look at Marko, people forget, like, Marko was practicing with this team besides being on the G League team last season. So what did they see? What did he learn in that? Things like that. That's what I'm looking for from this team. That's the best way that I think we can judge it, because they didn't make the splash move. And that's okay, right? If that's what you're betting on, you bet your money on continuity. We now need to see what that continuity does bring to this team and how much they improve as a team because they have continuity.
And to that front, right? Like, I mean, you want to see this team not only with continuity in the starting unit, but listen, you're going to have injuries. You're going to have people go down. You're mm-hmm. going to have people that are going to have little nicks and things come up, right? And there's we've heard, and now we kind of understand from a fan standpoint after getting that inside view from CJ McCollum that there's days that sometimes you just aren't allowed to play. Yeah. What I want to see is how does everybody interact, right? I've seen the Golden State Warriors dominate when Stephen Curry wasn't in the lineup. It doesn't look the same, mm-hmm. but there's a game plan for that. There's a game plan for Klay Thompson going out. There's a game plan for Jason Tatum going out. There's a game plan for Jaylen Brown going out. How do the Bulls put that game plan in place and execute that game plan flawlessly? And I'll say this. We saw the Bulls play for the most part, right, above average without a lot of those guys in the lineup. But I think the thing is, right, getting to the point where, yes, you lose a piece maybe here or there, or somebody goes down with a smaller injury, hopefully nothing major. How do you adjust off of that? And it can't just be, oh, well, I'm not a defender, so I don't get out to the corner. Oh, I missed that coach. My bad, coach. I didn't see that coach. Yeah. You know, those are the things that I think started to get in or started to erode what we were seeing from the Bulls last season, is that there were players coming in that were like, well, this isn't the role that I set out to be. Well, unfortunately, roles change throughout a season based on how you play. So I really want to see, and this could be, right, the path that AK's taken. You see how many versatile players he's brought into this team. This could be the reason for that because of what we saw last season.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Here's the question I'm going to present to you next. What place do you think Billy Donovan has in the improvement of this team as far as like changing his offensive scheme, changing the defensive scheme? How much weight do you put on adjustments that he has to make? Again, continuity with coaching staff as well. What weight do you put on that for this coaching staff?
Oh, I think it's huge. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, I'm more pro Billy Donovan than a lot of people, even mm-hmm. though I was one of the people that before Billy got here that I was like, don't hire him because he hasn't won with big stars and stuff like that. But I'm more pro Billy Donovan because I see that Billy Donovan tells it like it is to us, and I feel like he's doing that to the team. He's willing to point out their flaws. He's willing to point out his own flaws, right? But there has to be a higher level of scheme that goes in, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I think there's a lot that goes into the players, right? But on the defensive side, you have to find a way, even when if Patrick Williams isn't in there, if Vooch isn't it, whatever it is, that your guys aren't in a position to get killed. Now, I know last season you didn't have a lot of options. You got a 6'4 power forward. It doesn't do a lot, right? But now I want to see, how do you adjust to Patrick Williams being in the lineup and helping Vooch on the backside? How do you adjust and not getting Vooch destroyed in the pick and roll, right? That's the biggest fault I saw from Billy Donovan last year is still that Spurs game. Because there was no adjustment that came. There was no adjustment that was put in place to help out Vooch at all on a simple pick and roll.
Yeah.
And so that can't happen this season. You have to find ways to put your guys in the best position to be successful on the defensive end, more so to me. But I think on the offensive end as well, right, I do want to see – I want to see how you get P. Will involved. P. Will, everybody's clamoring. P. Will's going to take this step. There's an expectation. He's going to be a huge piece for the Chicago Bulls this season. Where's he getting shots? How's he getting it? He can't just be a spot up shooter in the corner. His jump shot's too slow. So you got to figure that part out too.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like I said before, there's a lot of improvement that can happen from this team from just utilizing your pieces a little bit better, but that also does come from continuity. It comes from them understanding each other better. They didn't have Patrick Williams out there for a long part of last season. Hopefully now with that offseason he has with DeMar, things like that. We see a lot of this change and just we see a lot of development as a unit come together, and then that helps a lot of things going on. But next up, we're going to be talking about the young players and what type of development we hope and think we will see from the young players on this team. But first, I got to talk to you guys about Arcade 1-Up. Boom shakalaka. Right? Better than yesterday, right? We have big news. The one and only NBA Jam is back. Arcade 1-Up, the leader in at-home retro arcade games, is not only bringing the best game ever back, but they've made it bigger than ever with a, wait for it, Shaq Edition machine. People are obsessed with NBA Jam, and I'm thrilled to tell our listeners that you can once again play hoops with NBA legends in this arcade classic. Jump clear across the court and set the ball on fire in one of the first sports games to ever feature real and digitized NBA licensed teams. No fouls, no free throws, and no quarters required. Complete with friends and family through our all-new Wi-Fi leaderboards, making you more connected than ever. Pre-order now from Arcade 1-Up. That's Arcade, the number one, up.com for an estimated early September ship date. Arcade 1-Up is the place for fun. They've got even more classics like Golden Tee, Mortal Kombat, and many others starting at just $3.99. But check this out. They are giving away an NBA Jam Shaq Edition to a Locked On listener. Enter for a chance to win a game console for your man cave at Arcade 1-Up. That's Arcade, the number 1-Up.com/Locked On. You got until July 8th. That's tomorrow. Well, 2 days left by the time you're hearing this to enter to win NBA Jam Shaq Edition console. Don't miss out. Enter today. And who you going to play with? All right, Pat. So one of the biggest things in this team, if we're talking about them making improvements from within, it does mean that we have to have players progress. We have to have development from some players. And we have some very key young players on this team that, while two have a very defined role, we'll see what the other two do have and how they can work themselves in if they do. So in this, we're going to focus on players 22 and younger. And again, we're not going to talk about Dalen Terry because he can't really – it's his first year. He got to give us something first that we talk about. But Patrick Williams, Kobe White, Ayo Dosunmu, Marko Simonovic. What do you look at their development? What are some of the things you think that we can see from them as they head into the next season?
I'll basically just give you one from each. The thing I need to see from Ayo, continued pressure defensively. I think that being in the league longer, being in the league for a year, I should say, will help him as well with avoiding that wall that he ran into where all of a sudden it just looked like he couldn't do anything right for a little while there. Mm-hmm. But I think just being more aggressive offensively. It was almost like at times, and it could be right, the role that he was in. I think he's built himself out a bigger role, but there were times last season where he looked scared to shoot the ball. It's the NBA. Exactly. You can't be scared to shoot the ball. Go after it. Same thing with Patrick Williams, right? Just a aggressiveness. When Patrick Williams is aggressive, he's a scary player. I don't know if you saw it. It was Marko Simonovic, by the way. We saw it. Talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, but
I don't
know. Also, I looked at that. That's not really him getting dunked on.
He definitely got blown past, though. Did you see the video? Yes.
I did. Oh, there's a video of it too.
Yeah, there's a video.
Oh, well, so I don't. Patrick Williams better be able to blow by Marko Simonovic.
Oh yeah, yeah. Marco's guarding P-Will. P-Will blows clean past him, one hand jam. I need that aggressiveness all season. You know what I'm saying? Like not being trying to just fit into place, but also saying this is my role that I'm carving out. I need to see that side of it. It doesn't have to be in the form of like, give me the ball. It's my time to shine. It can be, you've got enough stars on this team where you can say, no, I want to get mine where I fit in. But when this ball touches my hand, I'm going to attack the bucket and try and make a play, whether it's the right pass or the right shot. For Kobe White, it's about finding your game and finding what works for you consistently. I feel like Kobe, and granted, he was in a lot of different positions last season. He was put in a lot of different places, and so he had to play a lot of different roles. But I think the one thing about Kobe is, like, Kobe will fall in love with just pulling that mug. And Kobe can get to the bucket very quickly.
Yeah, he was needs one of to the fastest players speed. In his draft.
He needs to use his speed a heck of a lot more this season. And I think the reason he hasn't used his speed as much is because the handle wasn't good enough. And we've seen him working on the handles this offseason. So hopefully that comes into play on that one. And then I guess the final one is Marko Simonovic. Just show me you're supposed to be here. Please. Like, I mean, I don't care if it's one side of the ball, right? I don't have these huge expectations like everybody else does for Marko. He's a second round pick. But show me that you're supposed to be in the NBA. You know what I mean? Like it seems like, and even hearing his interview today, you know, I know a lot of people will look at that and they'll be like, oh, he's doing great and he's working hard. And but I heard that interview and I was like, he's regurgitating a bunch of stuff that he's heard other people say. because he just kept saying the same thing over and over again. That could be a language barrier issue or something there, but it didn't sound like he was the one that was like, yeah, this is how I feel about this. It was just like, oh, you know, work hard, keep progressing. Show me you're supposed to be here, because it didn't look like you were supposed to be here last year, except when you were in the G League. And I need to know that you're supposed to be on this team.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. I'm gonna start where you ended. We're going to start with Marko Simanović. Came in the league at 215 pounds. He's now at 240 pounds, right? That's one of the biggest things. That is a heck of an increase, especially if that's mostly muscle. You know, the coaches down there said he's been in the gym every day. They also said Daylen Terry has been in the gym 2 to 3 times a day, and they had to kick him out of the gym a couple of times.
Yeah.
I love to hear that, bro. Yeah. Love to hear that. But, you know, Marko putting on that amount of weight, right? I'm sure that builds some confidence. It builds him, hopefully, realizing he's going to be stronger than some people now we don't need Patrick Williams going down, crushing his confidence, blowing past him, but hopefully Marko isn't guarding a lot of threes and fours coming into the league next season. But one thing that I will say about Marko, the thing is that I know you said it sounds like he was regurgitating a lot that was said to him. I look at that more as a player that isn't as confident in his English, and that's probably why he's regurgitating more so.
Could be
a
language barrier.
Yeah, I think it's a language barrier thing, but put it on weight. We know the skill set that he flashed in the G League last season. We need to see what he does in Summer League this season. But I'm looking at Marko, like I said before, I'm looking at him to come in and just show, like you said, it, just show that you belong in the NBA.
Yeah.
We'll deal with the rest down the stretch and let that go. First thing that we need to see from you is just show that you belong in the NBA and you can withstand the pressures of this game, right? Kobe White. Only thing I need to see from Kobe White is just be calm. And yes, they need to keep him in a particular role. And I looked at this differently, right, after we had talked about it. Maybe the Goran Dragic signing is just to say is that even if we do have an injury, Kobe's not going to be starting. We're going to have so many layers that, Kobe, you are going to be coming off the bench, giving us 12 to 15 every single game, and let us see what you do with that. In that, if he is giving a consistent role, just like you said, shoot the ball at that 40% clip you've shown you've been able to hit it. Take smarter shots than what you've taken sometimes and what the offense is drawing for you sometimes. And then lastly, go out there. When you have the ball in your hands, show what you can do. Don't try to fit in any role, do anything like that. Be you. Be confident in what you can do, and you can grow in that role.
Yeah.
Last two. These are the biggest two. From Ayo Dosunmu, I need to see that confident, swaggy scorer that he showed he can be in college, right? And I'm not saying that a huge clip or anything. We know what Ayo can do defensively. He's shown it. He shut down some all-stars in this league defensively this season. He did hit that rookie wall. Better conditioning. We expect that in the second season anyway. But I need to see him shooting the ball more confidently, not passing up open shots anymore down to tough stretches of games because you lack that confidence. You are now a second-year player in this team. You are firmly a part of the Chicago Bulls' future, and you're about to get paid at the end of this season. So I need you to be confident in that, right? I need those things to happen from him. And then Patrick Williams. I need to see staying healthy, which he played almost every game in his first season, and then he had some injuries in the second season. Let's see Patrick Williams stay healthy, which
we know. Broke a hand trying to dunk on somebody.
Exactly. Exactly. But I need to see Patrick, if for some reason Billy Donovan isn't drawing up more plays for Patrick Williams, if he's not running more offense through Patrick Williams, I need to see Patrick Williams start calling for the ball. That's one thing I want. I want to see the confidence in Patrick Williams and his ability to start calling for the ball. And when he gets that ball, I need to see Patrick Williams take some fools off the dribble, especially since he's going to be playing. Everybody who says Patrick Williams isn't a power forward, we already talked about that. Pat got you guys last episode. I'm going to say this. Patrick Williams has so many advantages when he does play the pack because he's not fast at all being a three. But as a four, that little bit of quickness, that it's a big difference there. So I need to see Patrick Williams put the ball on the floor, show his playmaking ability a little bit more, make those smart passes. But also, when you get the shots, take the shots confidently. No more of that hesitation. You don't have the quickest release. So if you hesitate a little bit, you could have shot the ball twice with how slow his release is. We need to see you take that shot confidently, not hesitate, and just be out there and dominate physically. Like we all know that you can. You got tree trunks for legs. Your arms almost match your legs at this point. You got those long arms. We need to see you dominate, bro. That's my thing. That's what I want to see from the young players heading into next season.
I'm not mad at it, dog. I mean, I guess the only question, right, like when we're doing this, right, are there expectations that are going on some of these players, right, that you feel like it's going to be hard for them to meet with the role that they're in? Like Ayo, right? Based on what we've heard about where Billy Donovan's going to play him. He's going to be your backup PG. Can you get those shots up like we talk about when you're the backup PG? Now, taking shots and missing them, that's different, right? And he got a lot of open looks in the second half of that season that he just wasn't able to knock down. But when you're trying to play the point guard position, your job is technically to facilitate to Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, Nikola Vucevic, Kobe White, those guys off of the bench. Do you think we'll see him get those kind of looks and get those attack the bucket shots on a consistent enough basis for us to feel good about it?
Yeah, I think he's going to be given those opportunities. I do. You're talking about Patrick Williams, right?
Ayo Dosunmu.
Oh, Ayo. Sorry. Ayo may very well be our starting point guard, but I think Ayo is going. That's just what I think. But I think Ayo is really going to be given the keys in a way with that second unit specifically and be like, hey, listen, this is you. And until you show that you either can or can't do it, we're not going to change it. This is you. What can you do? You know the system now. This is your second year in this system. And a very similar system in what they run in Illinois on top of that. Yep. What can you do? Ayo having confidence, which he was already confident last season, but even more confidence, that alone is going to make him dangerous. On top of that, a year of learning some more tricks of the trade, watching more tape. Here's what I'm going to say. Because he's going to get enough minutes. You think Ayo can get in six man of the year consideration next season?
Probably not, just because the guys that we see that get it are usually high output offense guys, right? This like Jordan Clarkson is still a 18 to 20 point a game guy. Lou Will was that way. Jay Crow was that way. So probably not, unless like he's one of the best two-way players in the NBA.
Okay, that's fair.
So that's going to be tough for him, man. Before we get into this final topic, though, we do want to let you guys know that BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Hey, it's the spot where you can find all the latest in sports development league reviews, including this year's MLB season. I'm going to tell you right now, I was watching my White Sox last night. Somebody hit into a 390-foot triple play. We are so badly coached, it's a shame. BetOnline is your continued source. Nobody would have bet on that, bro. I want to know what the odds were on that, bro. You almost hit a home run and it turned into a triple play. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. And BetOnline remains the best spot for all your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today. Use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and actions. BetOnline, it's where the game starts.
There you go. All right, Pat, last topic of the day. Talk about some summer league things coming up, some things that we've seen, and something that I do expect. I'm surprised we haven't got more of, to be honest with you. Nikola Jovic for the Miami Heat having a big game down in the summer league today, scoring 25 points. Bro, when is it coming? You know it's coming. Bro,
if y'all tweeted me about doggone summer league, yeah. I'm just going to send you back a picture of Tony Snell's face with his regular season stats next to it.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
Don't talk to me about summer league, bro. Marco Simonovic was killing in summer league last year.
yeah, for sure. One of the things that you know people are gonna bring up and talk about too is like once Dalen Terry does play and the Bulls do play, let him have because Dalen Terry is gonna be one of those players that fills the stat sheet. Like I can see Dalen Terry having 8 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks, and people being like he didn't score 25 points like Nikola Jovic.
I didn't need another guy to score 25 points.
Thank you.
Now listen, I want one. I'll take one. You know what I'm saying? But like, that's not what we went into the draft looking for. And for me, right, like I look at Dalen Terry as a guy that's going to be our version eventually of Draymond Green. I think he's going to have to put on a lot more weight before he runs his mouth like Draymond. But it seems like that's coming as well. But I think he's going to be our version of Draymond Green or Bobby Portis or whatever you want to call it, right? I asked who was the glue guy on this team? Who was the guy that everybody could look to and say, oh, that's a good time, but also the guy that when it comes time to work, you're going to work? That's what Dalen Terry is going to be for me. And I think that's what he's going to be in the NBA. I don't expect grand stature from him, but it's not what the Bulls were looking for in the draft. Nikola Jovic didn't fit what the Chicago Bulls were looking for right now in the draft. I didn't see his defense at all in that game. How's he look as a defender, right? Like, if you were going to go big man, you were looking for a defender, even though Jovic is like a two guard that is 7 feet tall. But if you were going to go big man, right, like, I didn't see any of his defensive stats. I don't know what he's going to be in the NBA. I'll judge Nikola Jovic when he's playing against people that care.
That's fair. That's fair.
That's when fair. Jovic puts Jokic on the ground, then we can start. Then y'all can tweet at me and be like, I told you we should have went with him.
That's fair. This is what I'm looking for. Summer League, Dalen Terry, or like, I'm just looking for to see what his skill set is. Like I said, I'm trying to get such a good feel for Dalen Terry, the person. I'm not really looking to compare. It's Summer League, fam. Yeah. Like you said, Tony Snell, Denzel Valentine, Doug McDermott. Well, Doug McDermott ended up turning into a heck of a player in the NBA. These players looked amazing in Summer League. So I'm not really looking to judge off that. But I just want to see his, I just want to see what we have in the player, right? Like, That's it. I'm not looking for anybody to come in and take over Summer League. That don't mean nothing. Even Derrick Rose didn't dominate in Summer League.
Yeah. No, that's what it's all about, bro. It's really just about finding guys that are seeing how guys fit in with what you already have. That's all Summer League is about. That's all anybody cares about, right? You look at Jovic, good job. You know what? He probably fits pretty nice in there with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. I think that's going to be a nice fixture for them, seeing how his game is played. I want to see how Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. I want to see how he's going to attack the bucket. I want to see how Justin Lewis, if he's really going to be a part of this team or if he was just a flashy name signing. I want to see how Patrick Williams fits apart. Like he's not going to play, so that don't matter. That's just seeing him in practice and stuff like that. But just seeing how these guys fit in with the guys that matter. Right, like I never remember our head coach's name, but he mentioned some dude, three dudes today that won like the Warriors Award, and I was like, who are they? Like, they're not gonna be a part of the team. I couldn't even tell you what G League they were on last year, where they were at last year. So like, Summer League is to give us something to talk about basketball wise. That's what Summer League is for us. We've got a topic.
Yeah, it's just to give the players something to do. That's really what it is. But I will be covering over on Central, and we'll be talking about it here. Too. You'll be covering on the Breeze every Summer League game. So you know, be on the lookout for that. Here's the last thing that I'm gonna ask you before Let's we go. And this is it. Over or under 60 games played. No, let's be more. 55 games played by Dalen Terry next season.
I'm going to be optimistic, and I'm going to say over. We know the guys will end up getting nicked up a little bit. We know the guys will end up needing breaks a little bit. And I think he's got enough of a skill set that he's going to be a get in where I fit in player. He doesn't need to go out there and score a bunch. He doesn't need to go out there and you know, be the star on the floor. He's the guy that can go out there. And I'm going to be honest with you. Like, if we're being real, he might end up, if there's any issue with Lonzo, you might see him playing early in the season. He could be a guy that comes off of the bench and plays some backup point guard for you, because you're not going to run Goran Dragic 70 plus games a year. I don't even say 82 anymore. I don't even know if you're running Goran Dragic 65 games a year.
Yeah.
So he might get in at some backup points, some backup two. He's going to be an interesting player to see. I'm going to go over.
Dalen Terry, you said Draymond. I've always said Wesley Matthews. Like, young Wesley Matthews playing three positions. That's what I see for Dalen Terry right now. Keep in mind, not that super familiar with his actual skill set. We'll see how that develops. But, yeah, Dalen Terry can easily be one of those players that plays some one, some two, some three, as he fills out a little bit more, maybe some small ball four, because we know Billy Donovan ain't hesitant to play any smaller players at the four. So yeah, I mean, the reason why I asked that question is because I look at the depth chart, right? And I'm saying, if everyone's healthy, ahead of him at the guard positions are going to be, of course, Zach, Lonzo, Io, Caruso, and maybe even Gorn. And then you throw in Javonte in that as well, like Derrick Jones Jr., Javonte at the three, so at the 2/3. So I wonder how much he's going to get out on the court. But here's what I'll say. The crap he talks, the confidence in which he seems like he has.
Yeah,
I would not be surprised that maybe it's slow burn for Dalen Terry to start the season, and then all it takes is one injury for him to get maybe a consistent stretch of 3 to 4 or 5 games of getting 16, 18 minutes per game. And I tell you what, I don't think he leaves the rotation once he gets that chance.
See, the difference for me is I think he's actually a little bit higher on the depth chart because I feel like the Bulls believe in him. And because there's a lot of guys that we saw last year that we wouldn't have seen if there weren't so many injuries, right? Like, we didn't see much Javonte towards the end of the season. We didn't see as much as we like Javonte Green, right? Like, he was a player that
this is actually true.
He was a player that fell out of the rotation because he's got to serve. Hey, go out there, go dunk some stuff and play defense, right? But I want to see players that are better than that. I'm still on the Goran Dragic is a if Lonzo's not ready to go and maybe Dalen Terry doesn't look that good move, but Lonzo might be ready to go. We might not see Goran Dragic in the lineup. You know what I'm saying?
This
so
is true.
I think your lineup could the depth chart could be a little bit different than we think. Especially just seeing kind of how Billy Donovan played it last season. And we know he's not scared to play young guys. He kind of like with Io, it was just like give him a nibble. Oh, this kid can play.
Yeah.
Oh, he's ready for this right now. And then you threw him out there. So we'll see what it is.
We'll see. Let us know down below what you guys think. How much does Dalen Terry play in his rookie season? Let me know that down below. Does he have more of a Jimmy Butler type season or more of an Io DeSumo type rookie season? Let us know what you guys think about that. But Pat, you got any? If you don't have anything left, man, that's it for us.
Let's get up out of here, man. Follow me on everything at Pat the Designer. You can also follow us both on everything at Locked On Bulls. Appreciate y'all for showing so much love.
And you can follow me at CEO Hayes, at CEO HAIZE. Thank you for tuning in and making Locked On Bulls your first listen every day. Now for your second listen, go and check on Locked On NBA, where the Locked On NBA experts break down all the latest news, rumors, and events going down in the NBA in 30 minutes or less. You can also catch our very own Pat the Designer over there once a week on Wednesdays. But that is it from us for today. For Pat the Designer, I'm Hayes. This has been Locked On Bulls. We out this month. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace.